Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC on this Thursday, the 20th. I'm Pat Powers. Thanks for joining us. Well, there's been so much talk in recent years about a career ag academy that's coming to Webster City, and it's finally coming to fruition. It's my pleasure talking with Gene Gourley, along with Kurt Feldheisen from the Webster City FFA. Gentlemen, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, of course, getting with you, Kurt, we had some FFA members with us this week, and a very special week to everyone involved with FFA.
Correct. Yep, it's National FFA Week, so a big week for everything ag education ultimately, and dealing with the weather, but we're making it work this week and celebrating all the accomplishments that the kids do.
Well, let's talk about this project. This has been a work in progress for the last 12 years, right?
Yeah, we started almost up to 15 years ago. Kurt had pulled together an external ag advisory committee to help him with support in the ag program and kind of review his program, and that's how it started multiple years ago. And then from there, it asked for what challenges Kurt was having in an ag program, and that was with the increase in urban students. Very little hands-on experience for the kids, and it's hard for Kurt to do that in a classroom scenario. And so that's kind of how it got established. And so from that point to now, we finally came to the, as you say, the fruition of the program, and have close to a $2 million project we're going to start at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds.
And this was all through fundraising efforts, I believe?
Correct. So we started an initial capital campaign when it was a larger project, and those sponsors will be identified once the project's kind of completed. We'll do an announcement and a kickoff there, but we'll still have a capital campaign going on, but a good share, probably 85 plus percent of the funds are already raised of that close to $2 million project. So we're very appreciative of the philanthropic folks here in Webster City, and like I say, that'll be announced at another time.
And this is for any amount whatsoever people can contribute to this?
Yep, that'd be great. So we have an account at the Enhanced Hamilton County Foundation. Folks can contact Darcy Swan there with that, and we have an account there that anyone could donate if they would like to. We'd appreciate those funds. Kurt's still working on equipment for the students and the kids and what they'll need in the classroom, but and also in the animal handling area, so appreciate any donation anyone would be willing to offer.
Indeed. Kurt, what's your involvement with this project as an FFA advisor?
Well, so like Gene said, very early on, about 15 years ago, that's when we had our greenhouse get established at the high school, which I believe is one of the largest still in Iowa. And so just naturally, it was okay, we had hands-on learning on the plant side of agriculture. Where do we go? And it was our animal side then that was still really hurting. So I've been involved pretty much every step along the way in order to kind of plan things. And then like you introduced or interviewed one of our new ag instructors yesterday with the kids. We have several new ag instructors. I'm going to become kind of an animal science specialist with that facility and doing that. And so planning the curriculum, we've done a tremendous amount of curriculum planning over all the years. With multiple players into that administration and students and everything. So now that we're getting really close, it's really dialing that in and what it actually looks like. So like Gene said, though, it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility that I really see bringing those kids closer to what industry is, so that kids can see an actual representation of true industry and animal science, but yet doing it biosecurely. Gene has several pig operations, you know, and it's hard for me to take kids out to his facilities because we don't want that exposure. That risks his production way too much of anything going on there. And so kind of building that connection between industry and the kids and hopefully gets us even closer to the kids knowing what careers are out there. And that's really what all this is about, is how do we train our kids so that they can step into a career very easy and seamlessly and have great success.
Is this going to be open not only for Webster City kids, but how about surrounding high schools? Can they bring them to Webster City to learn what they offer?
Yep. So our relationship, Pat, is with the Webster City School District. And right. So, but they've, Matt and Dave Stokes have both made it clear that this is, would be open as long as the classes don't conflict with what Kurt's got scheduled for classes, but it's going to be open. There'll be times that it'll be open for other schools could come in, bring other students in. There'll be open to events for the public as well as Iowa State has shown interest in having various events in Webster City up here, and other industries can utilize the facilities.
My guests today are Gene Gourley, along with Kurt Veldheisen, who are involved with the Career Ag Academy coming to be constructed at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds later this year. And we won't have to worry about that. That's a phone going off. I'm not taking phone calls right now. But anyway, this is a brand new project. Is this the only one of its kind in the state?
We went down and viewed Muscatine, had an ag learning center that was the first view that we went and looked at to see how successful they were. And so we'll have a little more access for animal handling than what necessarily they had. But it's going to be a animal handling area that's about half the facility. So the facility is going to be 50 feet wide by 120 feet long. Sorry, we had some different versions there, but that's what we settled on. And so half of that will be animal handling area that Kurt can bring in animals and have the students interacting with the hands-on experiences with the animals. The other half of the building will be actually one large classroom, but can be divided into two. If you had expanded classes, it could be divided. And then there's also a meat cooler in there, and there'll be opportunities for meat science and animal science courses, and as well as any courses that Kurt and the team need to teach out there.
So these would give the high school students an opportunity if they wanted to attend, to say, Iowa State for future agricultural classes, because Iowa State is a hub of ag learning as such.
Yep. Yeah, and Kurt can speak to it more, but he is actually certified for dual credit teaching. So he'll be teaching some college courses to high school kids that can then transfer those credits right into an Iowa Central or Iowa State University.
Yeah, we're linked already with Iowa Central, teach multiple dual credit courses, one being an animal science course. So yeah, kids could definitely take this training and programming and take it to the next level of a two-year school, or even a four-year, or even a master degree or PhD, becoming a veterinarian, just as an example. Or what we're hoping to is we can also have students that truly understand our local industry, both with hog production, but also meat processing that we have in Webster City, a tremendous industry there in our area.
Not too far off from Webster City Custom Eats and with Mary Ann's Foods.
Exactly, yep. And Prestige Foods right up the road. So, yep. But it'll be not only swine, but it'll be all animal species. And so we know we have a vibrant cattle industry here, sheep, goats, all the animal species that Kurt will cover in all the animal science courses. So it isn't just specifically swine, but obviously Hamilton County being a large swine county, it fits for those needs.
Not to mention corn and soybeans and wheat.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Pat, because there has been some confusion. People think that this is going to become our whole ag program. This facility is just going to be an extension of our ag program. Mm-hmm. We still are going to have a tremendous greenhouse at the high school with the high school presence and our test plot, things that we're doing, and agronomy things. So they're still going to be really strong as well. And we really see adding a new facility, even though it's animal science, it brings the whole quality of the whole program up.
Very good.
And this is really phase one of the project, I would call it. And so we know as Career Ag Academy Board of Directors, we've had the discussions that phase two may be the expansion of how well this program takes off and the facility gets utilized. It may show that we need more classrooms, more space for other things, such as the agronomy that Kurt mentioned and other agricultural things, ag business, as well as ag mechanics. I mean, there's all kinds of biotechnology as well are areas that Kurt will be teaching, and maybe we need to adjust facilities in the future to deal with that.
So this is also Muscatine. Now we have Webster City. These are the only two of the state right now? Or?
They're the only two that I know of that are relatively large facilities and what I would call multi-prong facilities, where they're working with multiple organizations. There are several schools in Iowa who do have kind of animal housing capacity nowadays. And that was one of the things that we were looking at working through. We didn't want to build an animal housing facility external of the high school where, yes, students would have access to it, but they wouldn't necessarily have class time there because we did take that input from some schools that have facilities such as those. That's really hard then to get kids in the middle of class out to a facility, have any working time, and get back during class. So it's really important to kind of have that classroom structure right next to the animal structure so that it can happen seamlessly during the class period.
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about the construction for this. This will begin when?
Yep, so the current goal is as soon as the weather gets nice here and get to the point, we have a company hired that's going to come in and do the demolition of the floral building. And then as soon as they're also part of their construction, or part of their plan is to construct a pad for the facility. And then we have a construction group, Ag Force, out of Jewell, Iowa, is the one our board has reviewed and selected to be the project contractor for it. And we'll oversee the whole construction of the facility. And hopefully our goal is by July 1st, ahead of the fair, Hamilton County Fair, that they will have that completed. And hopefully the facility will be utilized then during the fair. And then Kurt will have it for the school year to start this fall.
Because I was saying, when people come to the Hamilton County Fair, when it's live and hot and humid, not when we're doing this right now, but I'm sure there'll be tours around the new Ag Center.
Yep. We're hoping to have actually the grand opening sometime around the first part of July. But yeah, the facility hopefully will be completed to where everyone can walk through and see the facility. And the fairgrounds, I believe, are already planning what they're going to utilize it for the week and ahead and the week during the fair and the week after. The fairgrounds always have access to that exclusively during that time period. And then after that, it turns back to the school and they have exclusive use.
And that is for a five-year period?
The school is committed to 5 years, just to kind of get things up on its feet. And then ultimately, I hope it's not a yearly thing from there, that maybe it's looking into another 5 year or 10 year commitment. But I think, and I can't speak 100% for the school district and the school board, but I think it's one of those things where the Career Ag Academy needed some level of commitment to make sure we can get this off the ground. But also not a long-term commitment where it locks any of the players in and somebody might get concerned financially or anything.
Do we have any blueprints, maps that people can see in Webster City, like maybe at the banks around town or at the chamber, that we get a better idea about what this center is going to look like when it's all said and done?
Yeah, we've got the design that actually Ag Force has worked quite closely with Wayne Schofelt, the ag engineer here in Webster City. And,
right.
And so we have to do that from a permitting standpoint, being within the city limits. And so all those steps are being followed. And at this point, Pat, we don't have it set up to kind of put that out there. The plan is, I don't want to say dynamic, it's pretty well set, but we're still kind of making some modifications as the engineering process and some of that's going on. So hopefully at some point we might try and get some diagrams out there.
So the construction will begin sometime this spring for the center.
Yep.
And then should be all done by early part of July. And then when the people come to the Hamilton County Fair, they can see what this Ag Center is, and then ready for class August, I think. Sometime.
Yep, and I'm not sure exactly day of school next year. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Right.
But I like
it's
to say, around August 20th usually seems to be like when we start school.
Because the fair wraps up, the Iowa State Fair wraps up that Sunday, that would be, 16th of August is when
somewhere
the fair
around there is what, yep.
We'll end, and then we'll, I think that following week school will begin.
Yep.
And the fairgrounds is signed off. They understand that if there's issues with construction during the summer or some kind of construction issue that slows them down, that it may not be completely completed by the county fair, but our goal is by July 1st. And so, and Ag Force was pretty confident that they can have the ahead of time here. We've got it kind of lined up and they're going to get after it.
Now, if people have any questions about this project, is there a website that people can learn more about their gene or?
Yeah, I'd say probably, or go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, I would say any questions on the school or academic side, definitely reach out to me at the high school, and either call the high school and or email me. Anything on the construction side, I know Gene didn't really mention, but they do have a board of directors. They probably are getting to the point where they'll be meeting almost monthly. They communicate a lot through email and stuff. Gene's the president of that Career Ag Academy. So reaching out to him or any of the other board members for questions.
Yep.
All right. Anything else for the good of the cause as we wrap this up?
Just thanks a lot for allowing us to come out, and hopefully the community does kind of get behind this. I think it's something tremendous for not just ag education, but for our school system and for our industries around here, continuing to get those kids career success. That's really what it's all about.
Indeed.
Yep. And excited from the ag industry standpoint in Hamilton County, and the goal is to bring in new energy to ag program as well as the community and the region, and hope to show kids the opportunities for opportunities of staying local.
Very good. Gene Gourley, Kurt Veldhuizen, thank you for joining us this morning, learning all about this Career Ag Academy. Again, the work will begin this spring and then should be ready in time for the Hamilton County Fair and for the start of the 25-26 school year coming up this August in our area.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, gentlemen. I'm Pat Powers. Make it a great day.